in rural areas are more likely to experience domestic violence than those in the major cities, according to federal government data. And support workers are very concerned about the number of them who are ending up homeless. In one northwestern New South Wales town, community leaders are calling for a specialist shelter. Experts are confident it would save lives, but they warn crisis accommodation is only part of the solution. Gavin Coote has the story.
Enduring years of physical and verbal abuse from her partner, Ashley Berry left home with no clear place to go.
Because he was following so close behind me, I was just waiting for a knock on the back of the head or something like that as I was grabbing my stuff and jumped in the car. Didn't know what to do, so I was just sort of like driving around Tamworth for about an hour.
The mother of two from Gunnedah in northwest New South Wales sought refuge at her sister's house, 6 hours away.
That was probably the longest drive of my life because I'd pull over every hour to get myself in that mindset that I'm going to my sister's. I still look back and I think about it and I'm like, it's not something that you'd think would even happen.
Another Gunnedah woman who doesn't want to be identified knows how difficult it can be to escape an abusive relationship.
If you're not lucky enough to couch surf and have friends that will let you take over their lounge room, you're on the street with your kids. If you don't have a car, you're not in the back seat of a car. You're, as a teen, before I had children, I'd sleep on train stations and in Vinnie's bins.
She found emergency accommodation in Tamworth when she turned 18 and has returned there a number of times since.
That is the only refuge for this whole area, and Tamworth is, that's another hour away, and the place I grew up is another hour away. That refuge in Tamworth is the only one that does the whole area, and there's 5 bedrooms in it, and there's a lot more women a day than 5 that are affected by domestic violence.
In the New England Northwest region, it's estimated more than 150 women and children experiencing family violence are waiting for emergency accommodation. And Gunnedah, a town of about 10,000 people, is considered a hotspot, with Department of Communities figures showing almost 60 women are waiting for crisis housing.
A lot of them are going to the train station and leaving here. The state rail fortunately provide free transport.
Tracy Reid is from Jobs Australia, which has raised money to build a safe house in Gunnedah.
So there is a refuge in Moree and Inverell and Tamworth, Armidale, but there wasn't anything here, and statistically we needed something.
Kate McGrath from the Gunnedah Community Action Team has long been agitating for emergency housing in the town. She sees it as something that will help women even hundreds of kilometres away.
Having a facility in Gunnedah will enable some people to stay in Gunnedah, you know, stay on country if that's necessary, keep the kids in school if that's necessary, whereas for other people where perhaps the level of risk is much higher, they need to leave and they need to be able to get away as far as possible. So by having a facility in Gunnedah, it'll also kind of make that network that currently exists with Moree and Narrabri and Tamworth that little bit more efficient, that if someone's not safe in Moree, we can potentially then provide safety in Gunnedah until we're able to sort out something long-term.
And that long-term support for women who've experienced domestic violence is something experts worry is lacking across regional Australia.
So leaving is not just about bricks and roof. It's about that emotional trauma and healing.
Sarah Wendt is a professor of social work at Flinders University and has been studying rural women's experience of domestic violence.
If there was an investment, I'd like to see not ever eroding what we have in crisis response. We'll always need investment in that because that saves lives. But if we want to really tackle domestic and family violence, we need to invest in the workforce and the resources into that longer term response. And that's about healing from a counselling point of view, but it's also about long term, stable, safe housing where women and children can create their own sense of home, community and connection back into the community. It's those two things that will help long term recovery.
And whether it be that bricks and mortar early crisis response to that long-term recovery, how pronounced is that shortage in the more rural and regional areas?
Oh, great question. So when you think about regional and rural communities, I've seen two things. Often there is an assumption that when you live in a rural community and you're very unsafe, people will default to, oh, you need to leave, you need to leave. I've seen lots of rural women try and leave their communities, say to go to Adelaide or to another city, and it just doesn't work. And so I think in rural and remote communities, we really need to have a think about, why do we expect a woman to leave all her networks and her sense of community? So how can we enable a woman to live safely and securely in her rural and remote community?
This Gunadhar mother of two is eager to rebuild her life without pulling up roots, but it's far from easy.
There's a lot of judgment, there's a lot of shame being a single mother with children, and you don't usually go back to the partner, so your children possibly may have different fathers. And, you know, like, for you to rebuild your spirit and your soul and get back out into the community, it's hard.
A survivor of domestic violence, ending Gavin Coote's report. And if you or anyone you know needs help or support, you can call the National Sexual Assault and Family Violence Counselling Service on 1800 RESPECT.